bird note. Hollow bones help birds like this herring gull sail around in the air without using much energy. But gulls resting on the water look remarkably different from the common loon floating nearby. A gull's body rides high above the surface, like a cork, while the loon's back just tops above the water, like a submarine peeking above the waves. That's because these two birds are specialized for very different lifestyles. While the gull is adapted for efficient flight, the loon is fine-tuned for the underwater world. The loon's bones are denser than those of gulls, songbirds, and other expert flyers. With a lightweight skeleton, they'd be too buoyant to dive and chase fish. Instead, loons can kick their powerful legs and webbed feet to swim 200 feet or more underwater. Penguins can dive even deeper. Emperor penguins submerge for up to 30 minutes and can reach depths of 1,500 feet before coming up for air. Dense bodies make these birds poor flyers or even flightless in the case of penguins, but they are acrobats under the waves. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
I think back to those times, which now seem so distant, you know, they were like over a decade ago.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just so happy now, like all the fucking time, because like, I know what it's like to be sad, you know, and like,
you
Oh, wow. I didn't expect there to be a proper lead out on this song. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain Radio, broadcasting off of Simon Fraser University. Sorry. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You may also be listening to this show in Lethbridge, Alberta, CKXU Radio, 88.3 FM, Southern Alberta's true alternative, located on Treaty 7 land. That's a pretty cool place, but that's like Wednesday over there. I have first ever guest in Burnaby in whatever iteration of this show. Oh, I'm blowing out their eardrums. Sorry, everyone. I'm coming in so hot, Rush Limbaugh style. I have Dean in the studio. Introduce yourself. Hi.
Hello, hello. I'm the arts and entertainment coordinator here at CJSF. And hello, yeah. Lethbridge and Burnaby area.
Dude, one fact about Burnaby, go.
The only Greek food worth its salt in the metro Vancouver area is Socrates off of, I want to say, Gilmore Avenue, but it's on Hastings. It's amazing. Shout out Socrates, dude.
Dude, that guy knew some things.
He knew some things.
Do you know anything about Socrates?
Absolutely not.
Neither do I. Moving along. Whoopsie.
Fantastic.
This is the 60-minute stage dive. If I didn't say that, we're going to play a lot of screamo music and other stuff. But we just listened to a bunch of songs, so I'm going to say them really fast. I'll let you say that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was your choice.
The first one is Illinois/Alberta by Your Arms Are My Cocoon. A little bit of a home game there. I'm from Chicago, so I wanted to, with introductions, do a little bit of a taste from home.
There you go. What is your favorite thing to taste when you go back home?
Absolutely not deep dish pizza. I'll tell you that much. It's my other favorite Greek place, which is like so.
Please tell me it's named after a philosopher. It's the Archimedes.
I wish it was. I literally, for some reason, absolutely. No, I remember. It is the Village in Sycamore, Illinois. There's absolutely
Illinois.
Nothing else in Sycamore other than that Greek place.
Rep your area code.
Dox my area code.
No, don't dox your area, but okay. Just like, what is it? That's a big thing in hardcore, you know? Like 403, like what's up?
No, dude, there's too few people there. Like dead ass.
You have your own area code?
Not
it should
like,
cover a bigger
like
cellular area than that.
Town, but like my town's like area. Like it's so
you
specific.
Don't want to give that like, out. Well, so like what's the Chicago one then?
I don't remember.
Okay, never mind. Moving along. Okay, the other songs you heard in chronological order, usually I go in reverse, but in chronological order, Encased by the band Total Power Exchange. That's off of their, I'll call it a single release. They just came out with three songs that are super short, but they're really good because the next one I played is the second song off that album. It's called Forced into Sigils. Again, Total Power Exchange. From what I understand, they are made up of members from a bunch of different Pacific Northwest hardcore bands, such as Spur. And I think the other one's called, like, Anticide or something like that. Do you know any of those bands up in the Pacific Northwest?
No, unfortunately. I'm not a knower.
All right. Neither am I. That's why I'm forgetting. check that out. The reason I play that this week is because I wanted to play it last week before the computer crapped its pants on me. They are playing MLB DOA Promotions Hardcore Fest out in Calgary May 2nd and 3rd. Bump my nose in the microphone. 2nd and 3rd, I think. Check that out. DOA Promotions on Instagram. The next song, Understanding Decay by Dillinger Escape Plan. And the song after that, Lurch by Dillinger Escape Plan. Okay. Topics. What do you want to say? Let's get on the mic. Crazy ideas.
You said you were going to like make
No, I'm just kidding. No. No, dude, that's wild.
Crazy.
No, that was some like, what do you know about monkey stuff? Like,
yeah,
no.
Literally.
I'm not doing that. Okay, I don't know if you have anything you want to say about this. I don't necessarily, but there's been some stuff happening in Minnesota. Great. I don't want to talk about it either. So it sucks, and I wanted to play a bunch of hardcore bands from Minnesota because, heck yeah, man. So I don't know if this is all strictly hardcore. It's all heavy. So the first band is called I Have No Love for Men Like You.
Real?
Sick.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to that one first,
awesome.
And the song is called But I Tell Myself That the Spring Will Be Warm. what a happy thing to remind yourself on in January. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out J-Rock from Trailer Park Boys. Music. See you later.
Bye.